evening, everyone, and welcome to our continuing vigil on behalf of the democratic process in the United States, and by extension, across the world, and dealing with particular threats to that democratic process, threats which are unfortunately intensifying at this time. I think we can pretty well continue with what we have been doing. I woke this morning to read the Huffington Post, which, of course, I realize is quite a, along with CNN, one of the liberal news sources. And the first major headline concerned three plots or strategies which the FBI, by whatever means, had detected. All of them involved the intention to murder Democratic representatives and senators and those Republicans who were no longer supporting Mr. Trump, but who were willing to, who would not support the overturning of the election. The members of Congress have been informed and they are alarmed. They are worried about even moving from their homes in D.C. To the Capitol building. Apparently, in one of the worst of the intended strategies, there will be created a ring of thousands of demonstrators around the entire perimeter or circumference of the Capitol, the White House, and the Supreme Court. And it's right there that any Democrats attempting to enter would be stopped, and according to some, killed right there or endangered. And the same would go for Republicans who are not cooperative, you know, Republicans in name only, as they call them. They would not be allowed into the Capitol building, and there would be a vote, and the election would be overthrown. Of course, it's ridiculously naive, and Mr. Trump would continue his presidency for another 4 years, as if that kind of strategy could possibly prevail. But it is definitely an attempt to overthrow the government, and it's a coup, intended coup, by some of these hate groups, and they promise that there will be the largest demonstration which has ever taken place on American soil. So just by the sheer numbers, they would overwhelm any of the protectors. Now, it does remind me that we have been ourselves surrounding the three centers of government with angelic protection and with our own little extension of the Great Defending Wall, and that we've been doing that night after night, or, you know, at least here in Finland, night, day after day for some of you, that almost in anticipation of this kind of thing, we have been trying to set up a force of benevolence and safety, counter to what is cooking in the minds of the most radical extremists. And, you know, when we said we would continue this after the election and until the inauguration, I guess it was prescient, because the very worst of the beast, you know, the 666, the Mars vibration, the redness of the astral body, it seems to be now closing in. And if anything, over these next number of days, starting from the 15th or 16th, the FBI knows when, through their series of informants, when these plots are supposed to occur. But of course, it cannot wisely reveal such things, because the groups themselves are counting on the publicity to attract even more members who are willing to come heavily armed and engage in their new mantra, Trump or war. I talked about the monadic types, you know, the cyclic sons of peace and the recurring sons of war. And, you know, we're dealing with a very, very strong rebellious Martian vibration here, which certainly is not going to, at this time, listen to what we consider to be the light of reason. They are, even without Mr. Trump, they would be delighting in the opportunity to overthrow the restraints of law upon their own Martian personalities. It's a contrast between Saturn and Mars. Saturn representing the law, and Mars representing the rebellion against it. So we are now just a week away from the inauguration, and we're only a couple few days away from the beginning of the intended disturbances, which will literally, by murder, eliminate those who could vote against Mr. Trump and who stand in the way of the overthrow of the results of the election. I read where somewhere near 15,000 National Guard troops are going to be called in. One wonders whether that's even enough. You just know, and I hope I'm wrong, that there will be significant bloodshed in this planned, and I would say at this point, almost unavoidable confrontation. Now, I'm very glad that in these meditations that Tuya has been devising here and we've been using, the protective element is very strong, including the angelic protective element, the guardians, Saint Michael, and so forth. And this we absolutely must continue at this time. It's one thing, you know, we've been working with glamour and we will continue, but that is a long and slow process. And it can reach some in terms of the dissipative effect of that technique of light, and it's very important. But these are emergency situations now. Obviously, the FBI is not revealing publicly all that it knows, but for months it's been warning that the greatest danger are the homegrown militias, the homegrown fascism, the homegrown Nazism. So, you know, not pleasant news, and there's a certain inevitability in what will transpire, I suppose. It's just the degree of containment that we must be considering, and whether we can contribute to that containment and to the safety of those who will be present upon the inaugural bleachers and so forth. You can only imagine the security arrangements which have to be made, including, you know, scouring the area for snipers and bomb planters and all kinds of inimical strategies, which literally are an attempted overthrow of the United States government. You know, that's really, unfortunately, all I have to say about it at the moment, except to say that we do continue our work. Do you have something?
Yes, I have. I was just seeing from our news that how there had been interviewed people, and in every of them there was so much fear. So we have to be again aware of that people are scared. Not only those, I would think so, that the members are also scared, but just average people are scared of this situation. And when people fear, the Black Lodge can still have much more influence than the people would just trust the inner powers or the spiritual powers, and trust that good what is behind all. So let us try to help in that aspect too, when we have in the meditation the mudra of the abhaya, so that we try to also work on that way, that the fear could be melted away.
Yeah, I've got to put myself on here. A couple of things people have said. Karen Johansson talking about the COVID here. Two congressional, I think it's three now, who were sequestered during the lockdown have tested positive for COVID due to some Republicans who refuse to wear masks even during the lockdown. You know, heights of selfishness are demonstrating, and I guess we're learning what Mars can be when it represents the beast in man, the unregenerate man, the old Adam, who is not willing to be subject to the angel. We're learning about that. From Tia now, yeah, three members, Tia is saying, of Congress who have tested positive after the sequestration, and there should be a price to pay for that. All the demonstrators are on the no-fly list, says Yvonne. Of course, the question is, how does one detect a demonstrator unless it's one of the ones that has been singled out and named? But then they are in custody. So how do you choose who is a demonstrator? Maybe you know something about that.
They're identifying as many as they can from photos and Facebook and all that. Everyone they can identify is on the no-fly list.
Well, you know, that's a step in the right direction. Thanks for that bit of news there from Tia again. There was an opinion in the Washington Post today calling the violence on the Capitol as the, Capitol Hill putsch. We talked about last night the beer hall putsch, which was the beginning of the rise of Nazism. the Capitol Hill putsch, signaling in a new, quote, era in which the threat of right-wing terrorism and regular outbreaks of violence are a regular feature in American politics. Now, we have had the experience of the Second World War. We saw how it all arose. We saw how from small fanatical beginnings, it took over an entire nation. And the question is, what has been learned when you compare that against the relentless ambition of certain politicians who can only see the retaining of their own power and their rising even towards the presidency? This is a moral equation here. It's an ethical issue. It's huge. So let's see. From Jesse, some of Trump's supporters have migrated to Telegram, a messaging app found in Russia that can accommodate large groups. Okay, I think the Parlay has been defunded. And the, as we know, Facebook, Instagram, and especially Tweet, the tweeting service. What is it called? I'm just repressing that whole thing.
Twitter.
It's perfect for the Gemini personality of the United States. Anyway, we know that they have pulled the rug out from Mr. Trump, some of them permanently. Anyway, going on here, membership in that channel has increased by more than 10,000 in recent days. In September, the chat room had 1,365 members. On Monday, you know, looking for refuge here, it hosted 15,990 members, according to Megan Squire, professor of computer science at Elon University and a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center who tracks online extremism. And this is from NBC News. Well, they're looking for a platform, you know, and there has been a kind of silence from the White House compared to what it used to be, which is fortunate. Again, looking very prescient, given these plans to stop, to prevent, and to kill. Schumer calls on the TSA to add Capitol rioters to no-fly lists, but not sure this has happened yet. Apparently it has happened to some degree. Jan is saying, I was thinking how the intelligence gathering for this new dissident group will be in full gear. We really don't know the extent of people involved in this. Yes, indeed, there are people who are even with the police and even elected officials. All Capitol buildings and all states are on alert for occupation attempts. But how many participants are there for 50 states? And that's a good question. How many will come to Washington? How many will be available to threaten their own capitals? Moving on, that seems to be, okay, one new message, and members of the armed services. So there's an infiltration that has occurred, and it really is, I come to bring not peace, but the sword. So, we then are on high alert within our limitations, but I think we are accomplishing something here over the next week and starting very soon. Okay, who would like to speak? Anyone?
May I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Jose, please.
Yes, just to share with you something that I have been doing. Because of my job, I used to visit DC, Washington DC, quite frequently. And in the afternoons, I used to just be close to the Washington Monument to do some meditation. So I would recommend reviewing the architecture of the city. The city of Washington has a geometrical Masonic architecture, sacred architecture. In fact, the cross of divinity that we're working with is replicated along the mall with the Lincoln Monument and the Capitol and the the vertical arm and the White House and Jefferson Monument with the Washington Monument in the middle of that cross. There are other important institutions around there, but I think it would be good to visualize, in addition to the protective wall, the way that the layout, the geometric layout of the city, specifically northeast of the White House, is the major Masonic lodge in the United States. Portraits of presidents and other major historical figures appear there. So that's, for me, is an important point to reflect and to protect the city. So I just want to share that experience that I have had. I've been there physically several times, haven't been there for a while now, but reviewing the architecture of the city and how the mall conforms a cross similar to the one that we're using for our meditation has been very helpful for me. I wanted to share that experience.
Thank you, Jose. Do you have the image of that? Because I already tried to find that because I have heard about these the geometrical factors.
I will send it to you.
Mm-hmm. Please, yeah, good. Thank you.
You know, all under Master R and the seventh ray and the Masonic movement stimulated by him at the time, this is all part of the coming in of the seventh ray, and to go back to the roots of how this major center was prepared. So, you know, the entire city itself is in danger. If as many rebels show up as are projected, the city itself could suffer considerable damage. And so these great monuments have to be protected as well, including these memorials. I'm thinking especially, well, so many of them, but how the Lincoln Memorial has been such an inspiration to people over the years, and how the great second inaugural address is cut into stone in the Lincoln Memorial. I suppose some of you have been there, and it's an impressive experience, but it's not just to you.
The because government, I just want to.
Yeah, but I know. It's not just the government buildings that we're talking about that are threatened. There's more. This is the genie out of the bottle. This is the mob. This is the 666. This is the obstruction to the incoming seventh ray. And behind it all, we know what those forces are. They're the same forces that engineered the Axis. In my mind, there's no question about that. Yeah, you go ahead, Tuya.
Michael, there is now, Anna wanted to say something, and also Tia. Anna, just unmute yourself, please.
Okay, thank you. I just will be quick. I guess I've been thinking if anyone like me sometimes needs something to strengthen your participation here, your work here. When I think of what happened, I actually am encouraged because the group was not successful, really. I mean, yes, unfortunately, people died, there was damage, but from what we're learning, what they went to do, harm some of the Congress people, perhaps even kill some, they were not successful. And the work continued. The election was certified. And so I just wanted to put that out there that though, yes, it's very, yeah, there's a lot of doom and it's intense times. I have to look that some goodness was happening or some protection was around the Capitol that day. That's my feeling. And at least it keeps me feeling empowered when we do this work. Thank you.
I'm sure that's important, Dan. And of course, the marauders, if you listen to their interviews, they considered themselves successful, even though they were stopped. And that's why they are reorganizing in a more lethal manner at this time, which does not mean, again, that there is not protection. I do believe there is. It's just that we want to be as much part of it as we can be. Now, who was the other person that needed to speak? Was there? Tia? Or yes, Tia?
Yes. I just wanted to say, as sort of a piggyback on Jose's statement, that in Washington, D.C., we know that the ley lines go down 16th Street, which is a main thoroughfare, like a main avenue into D.C., all the way down to Pennsylvania Avenue through past the Washington, past the White House. And one of the concerns many years ago was when they started adding all of these new monuments to the Washington, D.C. area, particularly when they started with, I think it was the World War II Memorial. And then subsequent to that, also MLK, was that it was changing the energy of Washington, D.C. so that people who were actually doing energy work to send positive light to the city were obstructed. So this has gone back. This has been going on for over a decade now. So the effort, we're seeing the culmination of it, but it was a slow encroachment of a number of forces that are causing these things to happen. I just wanted to add that.
That is an important consideration. And when more etheric vision is common, these things will be witnessed by many. And perhaps, well, we'll see what can happen then. Thank you for that alert. Who else do we have here? Yeah. Someone is saying here, let's see who's saying it. Jesse. And herding cats, the insurrectionists, is tough to get things correctly done. Yeah. Okay. And let's see, is there more? CIA has, here we go, Francis. The CIA has declassified years of info on UFOs and released info on the
CD-ROM.
Okay. Thank you.
My bad spelling.
Okay, for research. Well, you know, it's a solar systemic event. Look, if World War I in the year 1917, according to the Tibetan, almost evoked the intervention of the solar logo, the solar logos, then we can imagine that what goes on our little planet does have solar systemic implications. At that time, humanity handled it, I suppose, through the end of isolationism in the USA and the at least movement into an armistice. Now we just have to see. There are those who are aware, obviously, of what's happening, and how much destruction is needed in order to set things straight, we will have to see. Thank you for that. Anything else? Have I missed anybody? And said something? Okay, now here's something from okay, so Tia is actually, this is something I didn't read from Tia. In the DC metro area since 9/11, the bombing of the Pentagon, the deaths resulting from the DC sniper, yeah, and various demonstrations resulting in violence. The DC landscape has been slowly and steadily changing from a peaceful seat of government, a tourist mecca, and melting pot to a stage for domestic terrorism and violence. Unfortunately, this is what those of us who live in this area have come to understand, but not accept. Plus what you said earlier about the ley lines. Yes, of course, all that is coming together. We act in ignorance, unfortunately, but it will be gradually clarified. Right now, we simply have to get this, we have to put down the coup, and we have to get the new administration into power. There will be plenty to deal with after that, along multiple fronts. How many people are dying now every day? 4,000? Close to 4,000 people? If you really stop to think about those numbers, they are horrific numbers when, given the cause of death. And so I've talked to many people who are closet Trumpites, and they insist that everything is being counted as COVID, even when it's not. And they seem almost proud of that kind of realization. They call it a realization that COVID is not as bad as they have we've been led to believe, and that basically the doctors are faking it so that they can get more grants for their hospitals. This is the way they think, And it is, to me, disgusting, deeply disturbing, and very, very hard to help reason prevail, because they use reasoning. They use reasoning methods, but it's based on false premises.
But there's an easy way to dispel that notion, Michael. And the way to dispel it is just forget about the specific cause of death. There is an excess number of deaths in the United States right now, and has been so for several months. There's nothing else that would explain this except the pandemic. So even if there are some problem with the way that we classify this, there is unequivocal excess number of deaths in the United States. That can't be argued with.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Jose. It's a good approach. As I continue to discuss this with experts, in quotes, even in the esoteric field. Okay. All right, is that it then? Before we get into our LK and Jose Francis says, knows that the stats collected on all deaths and their reasons will reveal that chat. Right, exactly. And NASA work in hospital can verify that COVID is very real. You've seen a lot of these sort of deathbed protestations of the people who argued constantly about the sham nature of COVID, only to be dying and basically telling others, don't do as I have done. Daily death numbers have reduced to approximately 3,200. Daily average, well, the numbers are high, whichever way we look at it. And so high in comparison with other far more populated places. Vivian, it is important a public ceremony takes place. Is it important for the oath taking on the 20th? Well, that's the question. Can there be a private virtual ceremony? Can it take place in another equally sacred place? The sacredness is more in the nature of what is transpiring and not the bleachers put up in front of the Capitol. But let us see. I think President-elect Biden is trying to prove a point about fearlessness. I don't think he wants to be seen retreating in any way from what a tradition of more than 200 years has given. Yes, and of course they say, Yoke is saying that would be creative, and yes, they discuss it, but let's see how seriously it is being considered. Okay, have I missed anybody? I think I've gathered in what has been written down anyway. And Johnson took the oath on an airplane. Well, under very dire circumstances, yes. But I think that in Biden's mind, he's doing his best to, he does have that Taurus moon, and he's not going to be so easily deflected. Standing steadfastly, with Scorpio, Taurus, and one-pointed Sagittarius. Okay, Tuya.
Right. So when we go to the meditation, we have this the same than yesterday. But let us have a more particular idea into violence, the violence which leads to murder. When you think about violence, well, I think that is the ultimate top of the things that cannot be. It's no one's right to finish the life of the others. So we will have that today, and also when we work with the color, we still use today the rose and try to imagine then the whole country because of that. Just trying to find the inner ways which is helping all of these inner forces to bring coolness into situation, some reason into situation. So we use this, and also we are having our private moment with the communicating with the higher powers. So now we can start our meditation. And now in 6 hours, 20 minutes, there's going to be a new moon. So we are on the sacred moment of the new moon and the energies. So let us remind ourselves that the hierarchy is working towards the new group of our servers. And we are supposed to recognize these forces. It is a very strong moment. So let us use that and be available. Let us listen very carefully. These forces are trying to separate. That is something what has to be worked through, that this plan is not going to go further. And actually that it is dissipated, the whole idea of separation. Let us have our private moment, connecting, aligning with Master R, who is the regent. And as the members of humanity, but as those who are the members of United States, you have your right to express, and also the others as the members of humanity have the right to express. So let us have a moment, private moment for that. Let us again consciously gather around the governmental triangle. Reflect the past months and the past weeks that we have been working together. Reflect how the things have been developing. How the violence has been developing. Let us call help from all corners in our network of disciples, co-workers of light. May the group shine forth the light that people also in our circles would see the danger, what is behind the corner. Visualize the link, triangle between the soul, mind, and the brain. Also in the level of the group, that there is the free inflow from the higher self. Let us do very well the preparatory stages that we are able to create a funnel which is opening the more we and the deeper we work. The funnel which will connect us to the inner side of life. And linking with the Dharma of United States, I light the way. Being aware of the Master R, the Lord of Civilization, and having some idea of the plan for United States, which is United States. We align with the Christ and his mission to bring heaven to earth. And remember what he promised: wherever two or more are gathered in his name, there he would be. Let us gather in his name and let us say, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be within us. Welcome his presence. We perform now the strong mudra of fearlessness, Abhaya. And that can be done by lifting both hands or only the right hand. And let us work for a while, trying to give hope and light to people that these fears cannot be used for the negative forces to enter in. We align with the soul of United States and call upon the rose light, which is calming and helping people to respond to the higher aspect of the sixth ray. And we visualize this rose ray and light pouring into the three centers, New York, Los Angeles, and Washington. And through these centers, also pouring into the governmental triangle and to whole country. There are two groups of astral angels, and one group is the rose-colored angels working under Kutumi. Let us see this work going on in the whole country, helping Americans who are confused, scared, maybe someone hopeless, and through all of these things, Black Lords can work. We can see the aura of United States, the governmental triangle, is filled with beautiful, calming and hope-giving rose light. And we release the mudra of Abhaya. We now start our work in dissipating the glamour of violence which is leading to murder. And again, we work with the group. I'm going to read everyone's name. And when you hear the name, please send from heart to heart, strengthening light from mind to mind and from soul to soul, creating deeper and stronger group unification. Michael, Tia, Anna, Anne, Asha, Astra, Brennan, Carl, Catherine, Cindy, Diana Chong, Diana Utter, Elizabeth, Eva, Francis, Francois, Fred, Gary, Georgie, Heike, Homin, Jan, Jesse, Joe, Joanne, Joanne, Joke, Johi, Jose, Joseph, Julie, Karen Kritzka, Karen Johansen, Catherine, Catherine, Lee, and Linda, Linda Woodward, Lorianne, Lorraine, Marky, Maria Rosa, Marianne, Martin, Miro, Nasa, Nicole, Olivia, Peck, Sandy, Steph, Teresa, Vivienne, Yvonne, Winnie, Anne, and Veronica, and Toya. The protective formula. We will now make the cross of divinity from forehead to heart, left eye to right eye, while we utter the affirmations. Let us now touch the forehead and say, as a soul, I work in light and heart, and darkness cannot touch me. Left eye. I take my stand within the light. right eye. I work, and from that point, I never move. Visualize the cross of divinity shining forth in front of every member of the group. The three preparatory stages, and one, focus now with the dual light or matter, or etheric physical, and mind of mental, the light which is in citta. Two. Meditate now on soul contact. Visualize and recognize the soul light. And see the scent of that light upon mental plane. Three. See the fusion of these two lesser lights with the soul light, the light of reason in the mental body, the two lesser light, etheric, physical, and mental, with the soul light. Let us say together, the light is one, and in that light shall we see light. This is the light that turns the darkness into day. the formula. Visualize the great searchlight, which is fusing all these two lesser lights with the soul light, which we have now created. Turn its light upon the astral plane. Let us say the affirmations together. Radiance are we and power. We stand forever with our hands stretched out, linking the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning, and the subtle world of clamor. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. We use the weapon of light and pause a moment. We invoke spiritual will by using the Antakarana. Sense the living interplay between the sacrifice petals, synthesis petals, atomic plane of spiritual will, and monad. In your consciousness, be aware of your highest aspect of your being. Using the beam we have created, let us stand as a great army of implacable spiritual will. In the silence of loving heart, let us say, with power upon its beam, the light is focused on the goal. The clamor to be dissipated is violence, which leads to murder. We throw the light upon the clamor of violence, which leads to murder. the words of power are uttered. The power of our united light prevents the appearance of the clamor of violence, which leads to murder. The power of our united light negates the quality of the glamour from affecting humanity. The power of our united light destroys the life behind the clamor of violence, which leads to murder. We visualize the group standing within the wheel. Together, the protective cross of divinity shining forth through the group. Visualize the light, search light of dual light with the soul light, now penetrating into the clamor of violence, which leads to murder. Into this vast overshadowing vampire, through which the Black Lord works, which leads millions into hatred, separation, and working against the law of love, which vitiating human living and all hierarchical planning. We are now going to have 5 minutes of silence, during which the silence produces the weakening and dissipation of the clamor of violence which leads to murder. Now 5 minutes silence. We visualize that the clamor of violence, which leads to murder, has weakened and dissipated. We realize the intensity of purpose has deepened, whilst the work was seen proceeding. Let us now sound the great invocation number 2, and Michael will lead us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming, save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
And we see the violence which leads to murder has been gone. White House, Capitol, Supreme Court has been protected. We turn away our attention from the astral plane and refocus back upon the mental plane. Ooh. and the searchlight of the soul is shut off. Also group searchlight. I visualize that the work had been done. Mental, emotional, physical, that it has been successful. We will now work because of the situation is so dangerous. We will now work for a while with the angels and calling help for this coming moments and times, turning towards the angels of protection, Archangel Michael and his saving force, the guardians of the places. We are aware of the link which is formed from the Christ to Master R. And to Archangel Michael, who is like God and who is the protector of the Christ. Christ principle and Christ consciousness. We ask that the wall of protective energies are going to be strengthened and guarded around the governmental triangle to keep all illegal actions and violence in leash under the will of God. We call all help from angels as well to protect all these three points of the governmental triangle and to continue of doing so. White House, Capitol and Supreme Court. We do this in real depth of focused demand. We demand protection to this day of inauguration and the coming days to all people. We see the emanation of Archangel Michael, three great guardians above all of these points of the governmental triangle, upon White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. Under this great guardian one, we call and unite with the guardians or the four corners. We salute them. Guardian angels in four cardinal points of the White House. That no darkness or negativity can enter. And capital. We call again and unite with the guardians of four corners of Capitol. Let us salute these four guardian angels of cardinal, four cardinal points of the Capitol to continue their work of protection. That no negativity, no illegal action and violence can enter in. We call and unite with the guardians of four cardinal points of the Supreme Court. We ask them to continue their work of protection, that no negativity, illegal action, violence can enter in. We call the angels of the Christ to protect American people everywhere. Wherever they are, to be safe, with the white angels, the protective angels, and we really demand the higher powers to work and intervene into these situations of so much negativity and hatred. We must realize that we are members of humanity and we have the right to stop, to demand that this evil force is stopped. Let us visualize the beautiful indigo blue now filling the aura of United States. We unite ourselves with the call by all these different groups everywhere, which are working for unification of humanity and we extend our will as far, as high as we can, that the change must come. May the blessings of the Christ Master R and all angels and high ones rest upon the group and all the people. We visualize the new dawn, dawning, and all hope is entering in. Let thy will be done, not ours. Thank you, dearest friends. And tomorrow we continue at 8 p.m. GMT.